What's up, everybody? This is the Specifist. Gonna be continuing in the deeper series here, starting volume 2. And the Nuanced Thinker season, basically. I guess you could call it season 2, but I call it a volume 2 because I didn't do seasons. And well, yeah, but volume 1, which is released, the full episodes, all the episodes in one, it was about 2 hours of how to become a nuanced thinker, is like the basics, the introduction, the things to do. Volume 2, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going in deeper into different things. Not necessarily going to be going into the structure of doing this, but going into different ways in which, like, not being nuanced works versus noticing this with a nuanced kind of mindset. And so in this episode, we're talking explicitly about something that I've really, really, really become aware of. And it's really insidious, actually, because it's one of the most, I would say it's one of the most insidious things that we're dealing with when it comes to politics right now, actually. And it has to do with the ways in which we speak, right? So you could kind of use the word inflammatory speech, but it's also a little bit more than this in a lot of ways. And I want to get into this in this episode. So imagine you have an opinion, right? And I'm not saying I agree with this opinion. I don't agree with this opinion because of various reasons, which we could definitely go into. But let's say somebody has an opinion and they tell you this opinion. Like, I don't like a certain group. Like, let's say, for instance, I don't like black people would be the statement this person makes. This is an opinion I don't agree with, and this is an opinion you could call hate speech, but the opinion itself isn't necessarily going to convince anybody of anything. They're going to listen to that, and they're probably going to disagree, and they're going to be like, this is just probably incorrect. This is just racist to say this. But there is a sort of slippery nature to this when you add other things to this. So the first statement, which, you know, we do into, which is, I don't like black people, we can now do this in a different, more slippery kind of way, which is this, which I don't agree with, by the way, but this is just an example, and this is just an overt example. This is not even the most covert example of how this works. But the another example of this could be something like, well, I don't like black people because they commit most of the crimes, right? That can make it sound as if most of them are criminals, when that isn't necessarily true, things like this. And so there's like a slippery sort of nature when it comes to these kinds of like opinions that are stated as facts. And there are facts within those opinions in some cases. Like, you could look at the statistics and things like this. But oftentimes, it's not nuanced in the way it's explained. And then you get like, oh, well, you know, like the good example of this as well is the illegal immigrant situation, right? Where people like Donald Trump were saying things like, oh, now they're not sending their best. They're sending the rapists, the criminals, and all this kind of thing. When, for all we actually know, the crime of illegal immigrants, aside from the illegality of being an illegal immigrant, could be very disproportionate, right, when it comes to this population. But that's not something that is mentioned, and so it can create this sort of, like, what I've noticed is it creates this, like, slippery sort of nature where people can listen to that, and they go, is this really true? Like, how true is this? And they can look to statistics or whatever. What is it? Somebody told me that, like, 92% of the crimes are committed by black and Hispanic people. And so you could look at those statistics and look at what Trump said and go, wow, this looks like it might be true. And so it can create this, like, sort of slippery slope towards other positions that are even more radical, like all immigrants, all illegal immigrants are this way, or whatever it is, right? Except now I'm saying the quiet part out loud, but that's kind of how this works. And so you get into this deep nature. Once you kind of really, it's almost like a metacognitive ability. Like you have to become very, very aware of like how your thinking is influencing what you're actually seeing. Another good example of this that you could see, and there's a lot of this that you see on the right, and we can get definitely examples on the left as well. But one example that you might see from like the anti-left, I suppose, or the culture warriors is, oh, look at what all these leftists are saying, like they're insane. It makes it sound as if all leftists are this way, and all, you know, it makes it sound as if this is the way it is. That is the majority of the left, or whatever it is. And it might be. Honestly, there is some arguments you can make about the complicity of the left when it comes to the more extreme views of left-wing people. But I wouldn't say that they're all insane. I just think the problem is an unwillingness to become nuanced on these issues, left or right, especially right in a lot of ways as well. And so when they give you these opinions laced with facts, it makes it you listen to that, and it can convince you very easily, and so you become very, very it could become a very slippery slope into a higher level of dogmas and things like this, or not higher level, just a really strong dogmatic position. And I think that's one of the reasons why people talk about things that are what you could call problematic. We could talk about, like, one example that I think about, actually, because it's something that people talk about in sort of what you call the alt-right space. The alt-right space is the idea of this idea of the great replacement, right? Which is basically like they're replacing white people with brown people through increasing immigration and all these other things. And there is an increase in immigration. And so it seems like that supports the view when it doesn't necessarily support the view. That's the problem, is it's kind of like you have a bridge, but that bridge is sliding you closer and closer to something that you might not want to slide to, kind of thing. And we could talk about, like, oh, those positions are bad, like, they shouldn't have those positions. But the problem isn't those positions, it's the convincing nature of those positions because of, like, the data sort of type, the data and the facts that seem to support it, this kind of thing. And sometimes it's not even data and facts, sometimes it's just narrative, and sometimes it's just like, oh, well, what about this, and this seems to disprove this, and like, oh, but this, you know, was the case for this, and this kind of thing, right? It is really something that I'm becoming very aware of when I'm watching. Like, I've been watching a lot of debate people because it's very interesting to see how this is happening, how this is playing out. And I'm looking at this and go, oh, wow, this is very much one of the reasons why it's so easy to become radicalized nowadays. Part of that is because of social media as well. And so you have to become very, very aware of this of this while it's happening, and become aware that not only is it possible that this person or whatever is not giving you all the facts, that's definitely true, but also become aware that these facts are pointing you in a certain direction. And that's, if you're not careful, that will be the direction that you go into if you're not critical with your thinking process. This is why it's very important to become skeptical, especially if you're looking at like what people are saying, and people look on social media for news. People, like, what is it, like somebody was saying, like 60% of the of people look get their news from social media, which we can talk about the deep problems of that, to be honest with you. There's serious problems in that, but and so, I mean, this is something that we see on both sides. In some ways, I think it's stronger. I don't know. You could say it's stronger on the right in some ways, in the sense, because like if you see the way it is, there's stronger resistance, but it's also true that there's it's strong on the left as well. You say the far right, far left, because there's no pushback from the left wing themselves in most cases, and there's just sort of like supported when maybe they should be as supported as much in this way. Which creates these extreme positions and creates these like slippery slopes that we're sort of dealing with right now, where like people are giving these inflammatory positions like, oh, we should just like defund all police. Police are just racist, da 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 da. And that'll give you this slippery slope of not realizing, well, what happens if we do this? What is going to happen when this happens? What happens if we create these kinds of like bail reform laws or create whatever it is? Because the problem is that people just like listen to what the person is saying, and then it sounds convincing, and then the facts just justify what's already known, and then you do your own research. But it's easy to become very deluded by doing your own research as well, because you know, it's really, really freaky to me. I've noticed this. Like, it's very, very easy to state a bullshit position, but it's much more difficult. It takes, like, 5 minutes to say something stupid, have a dumb position, whatever it is. But it takes, like, 20 minutes or 30 minutes or more sometimes to debunk those kinds of positions, because... And that's why it's much harder to actually do your own research, because there's so much that's being stated here in these one-like positions. And your emotions kind of get in the way of actually like looking at this thing clearly, and you become convinced that this is the case because these people say it, and because like the facts seem to support the message. You know, people say that with charts too, like charts can be a little misleading, like they can tell you something that isn't necessarily true, this kind of thing, right? You know, one example that I've seen as well is that people point to like the fact that like the economy was better, has been better under Biden. It is better than it was. I'm not going to deny that, but they're saying that it's better than it was under Trump in 2020, but they're ignoring, like, 2019 and this kind of thing, right? And then other people will say, like, what was it that I saw the other day? Like, there's all that kind of thing. Like, they'll tell you these things, and it sounds reasonable, but then you look into it, and you're like, well, but those are discounted a little bit by this. It doesn't mean it's not true. It's definitely true that the economy is better than it was. Like in 2022, it was like in 2021, but especially 2021, 22, it was really, really bad, and it's gotten better. I think inflation is where a lot of these problems are still happening, but that's the problem. Like the justification along with the facts, especially because the thing is, I've noticed is that these opinions are so, they're not overt, they are overt, but they're not, because they're mixed with facts, it's harder to notice it. I've noticed this, and then the mind gets kind of stuck on those facts because they justify the opinion. And there's different examples that we can definitely get into in the future. But the reason why this is so important to understand is because a lot of media is like this. A lot of social media posts are like this, where you'll see somebody state something, and then they'll give like a sort of fact to back that up, which might be true, but it's also misleading because it ignores other facts, or it might be misleading because it's only partially true, or whatever it is. This is why I did the introduction stuff first in the first volume. Ways of becoming aware, ways of becoming a nuanced thinker, like the basics and stuff like this. Which is great. That's a good start, but there's a lot more that we could definitely get into with this as we get deeper into this topic. So, anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. It is a controversial thing, I think, talking about some of these things, but it's important to become aware of this. Because I've seen a lot of this, and I've seen myself, I've fallen for this myself. So this is why I know this. This is where this is all coming from. So, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.